And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Ukrainian village is battered as residents flee a Russian advance, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Recent drone footage shows the Ukrainian village of Ochiritine completely battered by fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and of some remain nothing but piles of wood and bricks. Residents scrambled to flee as the village became a target for Russian forces in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russian troops are advancing in the area and elsewhere, pounding Kyiv's depleted, ammunition-deprived forces with artillery, drones, and bombs. Ukraine's military acknowledges that the Russians have gained a foothold in Ochiritine, but says that fighting against Russian forces continues. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier site but resulted in no injuries. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The death toll from rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul rose to 57, local authorities said on Saturday afternoon, while dozens still have not been accounted for. Angela Johnston from Reuters reports.
Storms have affected hundreds of cities in the state, which borders Uruguay and Argentina. More than 32,000 people have been displaced, according to the state's civil defense authority. The storms have triggered landslides and the partial collapse of a dam at a small hydroelectric power plant, with authorities saying a second dam is also at risk. The state is at a geographical meeting point between tropical and polar atmospheres, which has created a weather pattern with periods of intense rain and others of drought.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party's mayor of London, has romped to victory, securing a record third straight term at City Hall on another hugely disappointing day for the UK's governing Conservatives ahead of a looming general election. Khan won a little more than a million votes, or nearly 44% of the vote, more than 11 percentage points ahead of his main challenger, the Conservative Party's Susan Hall. The incumbent Labour mayors in Liverpool, Greater Manchester, and West Yorkshire were also re-elected Saturday, while the party looks to have ousted the Conservative mayor in West Midlands. A recount is underway there. As the U.S. moves to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, advocates are hopeful more states could legalize it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As the U.S. government looks at labeling pot a Schedule 3 less dangerous drug, the executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project says that could bring more support for legalization. Matthew Schweitz says many state lawmakers have told him they wouldn't vote for something that's illegal under federal law. Supporters in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota have been gathering petition signatures, hoping to join 24 other states that allow recreational use. But in Idaho, the leader of a group petitioning for medical marijuana says it's tough getting people to sign because they're afraid police will come knocking on their door. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japan and India have decried remarks by U.S. President Joe Biden describing them as, quote, xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants while he was speaking during a campaign fundraising event earlier in the week. Japan said Biden's judgment was not based on an accurate understanding of its policy, while India rebutted the comment, defending itself as the world's most open society. Biden grouped Japan and India as, quote, xenophobic countries, along with Russia and China, as an explanation for their struggling economies, in contrast to the U.S. as a nation of immigrants. Both Japan and India are key U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific against an increasingly assertive China. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.